from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy and the Empower Home Team.
That's a great weekend for you.
Yeah.
Everybody won.
Everybody won. Coach, that was great.
Coach Hot Sauce had him hot early, though.
I saw the tweet.
I was like, oh.
I don't disagree.
I don't care what the analytics say, and I know this is being a thing now.
Right.
Never go for two unless it's absolutely necessary.
I don't get it.
It's a momentum killer.
Yes, and in that game, unfortunately, West Virginia is not nearly as good as I thought they would be.
Right.
But you take the crowd, and that crowd was in a frenzy. You take him completely out of the game. You know, you go on this march, this beautiful touchdown drive, and you throw away all that momentum by a nonsense two-point conversion that never had a prayer. It was some goofy, you know, gadget play. It never had a prayer. You put the crowd right back in the game. Yep. Don't do it unless it's absolutely necessary. I have to give Dylan a pep talk, by the way. I'm nervous about this guy going to Brazil. Dylan is like the nicest guy in the world.
But Dylan got some kill in him now.
Well,
Dylan got some
I don't want him to have to use
got some
it.
Kill in him.
I mean, that's the problem.
What was the pep talk revolving around?
I just said, look, Dylan, you're such a nice guy. You know, you have a very kind demeanor.
Yes.
I don't want you taken advantage of by you making eye contact with someone you shouldn't make eye contact with. You know, he has never been out of the country.
Yes. Mm.
So his first trip out of the country is not like to Canada or
normally
the Bahamas.
We do Canada.
Yeah. He's going to Brazil.
Dive in, baby.
Brazil. Like, he can't tweet for help down there. They banned it. You know, Twitter is banned down there.
But he got his girl. Simone. Hey.
Simone and their travel party. Yes. And I've been informed of who's in their travel party. And I feel a little bit better after that. Yeah. But
if he went by himself.
He's such a nice young man.
If he went by himself, I'd be like worried. But he was Simone. Simone got it.
All right.
Simone, take care.
Well,
he's a responsible young man. Like, he's not the type of person that's going to have too much to drink and wander off. You know?
No.
Like,
and quite frankly, I know they go to a lot of Eagles home games. Mm-hmm. One could argue that Sao Paulo is actually like much tamer in South Philadelphia at night.
Yeah, because there's going to be some Eagles fans that don't behave correctly.
But remember, you're not even
a bad time.
They've been told to not even wear green because that is the color of a street gang of some kind, a violence gang. So, they're not even going to be able to wear team colors. And the Packers are going to have to wear yellow, and the Eagles are going to have to wear black. I don't know. So,
I bet there are going to be some Eagles fans down there in green.
I'm sure they will. Yeah,
that old school.
We're tough. We're from Philly.
I'm from Philadelphia.
I'm from Fishtown. This is nothing. It's like, okay, well, be sure that's your Uber and not just someone's car.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, yeah, really glad for Penn State. Interesting weekend in general. I was texting with our buddy John, the Miami fan.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, man, I think the most impressive teams week one, you have to say, were the teams that went on the road and did what they did. And I would throw a neutral site in there as well with Southern Cal. I was really impressed by them and the way they got after it defensively. But Penn State, Miami, Southern Cal, and Notre Dame, I think, are the four teams that should climb the most in the polls this week. They won't climb at all because everyone ahead of them won.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon, I think, should be punished for only winning by 10 against an FCS team. They won't drop, though, because no one's paying attention.
I was.
But Well, I know you.
I was delighting.
Yes. But
Idaho had him on the ropes, man. It was 17-14 in the fourth quarter. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Texting all my Oregon fans.
I do wonder, though, like after what happened last night, if we're looking at Georgia Tech through a slightly different lens now.
Meaning what, not as valuable
the,
a win?
The win against Florida State might not be quite as meaningful because Florida State appears to just be awful.
Right.
But I was happy for Bill O'Brien. Yeah. I have a soft spot for him, what he did with Penn State. Yeah. I think he's an excellent college coach, and he showed that last night. So really fun week. It was just great to sit around before Atlanta United on Saturday and have eight different games on at once. I missed that, and I'm glad it's back.
What did you think about Georgia game as far as, you know, just playing? I don't want to say playing around, but just trying to fill them out and just wait them out or something.
Patient. Really patient, really solid, you know, just – If that was a 6-0 game at halftime that felt like it was 24-0.
It did.
You just never had the feeling that Clemson was going to be able to move the ball on them. So really patient, really, really solid. You know, the whole ETN thing, that distraction is behind you now, hopefully, if it even was a distraction, right, which it looks like it wasn't. I love how there's suddenly now this referendum on Dabo that has come out of what happened on Saturday. Georgia does this to everyone other than Alabama.
Right.
Like, this is nothing to give Dabo a demerit over. I mean, you could have a larger discussion about his lack of willingness to go into the transfer portal and get guys, but I don't think losing to Georgia 34-6, was that the score?
No, three.
Or three?
Yeah. It was three.
That doesn't make you a bad coach. That makes you everyone other than Saban. Pretty think much. About it.
Right.
I mean, that's...
But the problem is, though, is that not too long ago, he was up there. Now, it was never Saban, but yeah. Clemson was the program that was the, okay, people do this to everyone but Alabama and us. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And they were the program that was the one that did stuff to Alabama.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they beat them in national championships. And it's just not that anymore. Like, it's just, it is hard to get there. It's very hard to stay there. I think when you're not taking advantage of all of the tools at your disposal, mm-hmm. transfer portal and otherwise, it's going to make your fan base mad. And I don't know, like if I'm a Clemson fan and that happens on Saturday and then the reaction is, well, they do that to everybody. It's like, but we're not supposed to be everybody.
Right. Now, that's
we're not
true.
Supposed to be everybody.
That's
we're supposed
true.
To be them.
But unfortunately,
clearly you're not.
Clemson the last 3 years has kind of become everyone else.
Yeah, they are.
You know,
they're a good program.
They're not a great program. Yeah, they have fallen from that elite status.
Yep.
I think right now your elites are Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan for now because they are the defending national champion. I think Michigan's about to have two losses. Yeah, I think they're about to lose two in a row to Texas and Southern Cal. Mm-hmm. Based on what I saw from Michigan Saturday night, what I saw
impressive.
From Southern Cal and Texas.
Yeah.
Michigan is about to take two L's, but for the moment, we'll put them in the elite because they are the defending national champion. Oregon is probably there.
We're going to find out.
Alabama, I keep them there. Clemson's not in that discussion right now. They're in tier two.
Right.
They're with Penn State, Notre Dame, Washington.
Miami.
For now.
I don't
now.
Even know what tier Washington's on. Yeah. It's really hard to say.
Well, they
played good.
They are the defending national finalists.
That's right.
Until beaten, they're tier two.
Yeah. They played pretty good on Saturday.
For whatever the tiers.
Thanks for staying up, by the way.
Oh, dude.
Appreciate it.
I was hanging in there with you, brother. I was hanging in there with you, brother.
There was a controversy with Big Ten Network.
Yeah,
and,
we were at my in-laws, and they've got YouTube TV.
Oh, okay.
So we were watching it.
Yeah.
I stayed up till halftime, and then I watched the second half Sunday morning.
I was hanging there with you. Mike, real quick, because you mentioned already, United got the win.
Yes.
Charlotte. I saw the kid with Jay, is it Fortune?
Jay Fortune.
Jay Fortune.
Yes.
I know he's a local kid kind of up from up that area and everything, getting his first MLS goal. What was the deciding factor, and how can you build off of that right there?
Well, you know, here's the unfortunate part. You now have 2 weeks off before
right.
you get to play again. Just when you're getting a little bit of momentum going, now you have to hit the brakes again, which is tough. But this will give Alexei Moranchuk a little more time now to develop some training ground chemistry with the rest of the team, which I think is important because he really strikes me, guys, as more of a Steph Curry, more of a distributor than someone who's going to be scoring a ton of goals. Like, I think Moranchuk this is someone you're going to look at long term. You want him to have double-digit assists. And if he gives you 8 or 9 goals on top of it, that is a bonus because he doesn't shoot a lot. Now, granted, I've only seen him play for 120 minutes,
right.
So a limited sample size. But that's what I came away with. Hopefully now he gets a little time to build some chemistry. Your first match back is against Nashville, their last place in the East. You hope you win that. We were doing the math up there in Charlotte. We think Atlanta United needs 4 more wins in their last 7 to feel like, okay, man, they're probably going to be in. That's going to be tough. They can do it. They have 4 home games left. If they win all 4 of their home games, there you go. But they've not been very good at home this year. And one of
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Their home games is against...
that guy.
Yeah, I don't think the little guy will play.
Oh,
but,
I saw because they said that was probably going to be his time.
The little guy won't play, okay. I don't think. But I think his super friends will play.
Okay.
So like Suarez and Jordi Alba and Busquets and all those guys. Like, and look, even without him, they're running away right now with everything, with the supporter shield. So that's going to be tough. If you feel like they're not going to beat Miami at home, then you're going to need to find one more win on the road. And what's interesting is if Atlanta United wins another game on the road this year, they will have reached their season high in road wins since 2019.
Huh, wow.
If you can believe it. I don't know if that's a good thing or not because it would be 5.
Right.
That's a very low number, but it's hard to win on the road in MLS.
But also, like, all their biggest moments this year have been these crazy, almost unexpected road wins. Like, Miami was
the one in Miami.
It was crazy.
So far out of left field.
Totally out of left field.
Yeah.
Let me amend an earlier statement. I said great weekend. It can only be so great when you do make a trip to Charlotte. But at least you got to go up there and the team won.
Did you know there is a neighborhood in Charlotte? What do they call it? Myers Park?
Sounds like a dump.
No.
Oh.
No, we had dinner there. There was a university, Queens University. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like a junior college kind of?
No. Like a
trade school?
Rich person
college.
Okay.
And it was in this like neighborhood full of mansions and restaurants. We went to have dinner there Friday night. I'm looking around like, boy, I did not know this part of Charlotte existed. This is great. It looks like, what's that neighborhood over the hill there? Ansley Forest? Like
Ansley Park, right?
Or Ansley Park. Yeah. It looks a lot like Ansley Park.
Huh.
So totally changed my opinion on Charlotte. Because downtown Charlotte, not a lot going on.
Terrible.
Wow.
When they closed the Dean and DeLuca in downtown Charlotte like 4 or 5 years ago.
That was done.
It might as well close the city.
Pretty much.
I was done.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it was a... very good trip. It was a quick trip, mm-hmm. which we enjoyed, and it was a good win for them. And you just, hey, I know a lot of attention on the Falcons and college football right now as well. It should be. Atlanta United's still there. They're not dead yet. They are still in the 9 spot. If it ended right now, they would be in the playoffs. They have a game in hand on Toronto, who they're only 2 points behind. So this could potentially turn into something a little bit nice this fall for Atlanta United, but they got to keep it going.
I'm looking forward to seeing Marinchuk after a couple weeks with
me
everybody.
Too.
I thought he looked better on Saturday than he did the first time.
Really good player.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike, we appreciate it.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.